It's Friday, June 21st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Meteorologists confirm a tornado touched down near St. Croix Falls on Tuesday. An Altoona woman was arrested for allegedly helping a Madison shooting suspect elude capture. The state's employment numbers are the highest ever, and a replica space shuttle blasted through Menominee yesterday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A tornado touched down Tuesday evening east of St. Croix Falls, the National Weather Service has confirmed. Meteorologists said the EF1 tornado traveled along a 5-mile path crossing Highway 8 east of St. Croix Falls. 90-mile-per-hour winds damaged hundreds of trees and several homes and farms. A downburst near Dresser also caused damage. No injuries have been reported. An Altoona woman has been arrested for allegedly helping a felony suspect evade a manhunt in Eau Claire last week. Eau Claire police said 54-year-old Candace R. Rogers was arrested and booked in the county jail for harboring or aiding a felon. Last week, police were searching for 37-year-old Jerome L. Jacobs, who was a suspect in a shooting and attempted double homicide in Madison. Jacobs was spotted driving in Eau Claire last week, and he fled from police on foot. Rogers allegedly picked up Jacobs, hit him in the backseat of her car, and drove him away from the scene. Jacobs is still at large. Wisconsin's employment numbers are the highest in its history. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodek.
The more people that are employed, the more you have the impacts of their spending on the economy.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate continues to be about a percentage point below the national average at 2.9%. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drivers in Menominee saw a unique piece of space history on the road yesterday. The city of Menominee said a piece of the replica space shuttle Inspiration was being transported from Kennedy Space Center in Florida to St. Cloud, Minnesota, and some intersections were closed as it made its way through town. While never having gone into orbit, the model is incredibly realistic, and planners hope to use it for an interactive educational exhibit in St. Cloud. A Wisconsinite could become a saint. Ted Allen with the revelation.
Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodek.
The more people that are employed, the more you have the impacts of their spending on the economy.
Wisconsin's unemployment rate continues to be about a percentage point below the national average at 2.9%. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.